Welcome to this meditation to release fears and to quiet your mind. Make yourself comfortable, lie or sit down, close your eyes, and then interlock your hands and place them at the top of your chest, just underneath your clavicle, on your upper heart chakra. And just feel how reassuring that simple touch is. The touch alone activates your parasympathetic nervous system and decreases anxiety. So if it's comfortable, keep both your hands or one of your hands on your upper chest during this meditation. Now bring your attention to your breath. Notice if you're breathing all the way into your belly. With each of your inhales, your belly should come out. You hold it at the top for a moment, and then as you exhale, your belly becomes smaller. So taking nice deep belly breaths now, inhaling relaxation. Hold it at the top, exhaling tensions, stresses, worries. And again, all the way into your belly, breathing in calm and peace. And exhaling everything that you don't need, don't want right now. And again, breathe in deeply. And letting go on your exhale. And a couple more nice deep belly breaths. Breathing in. Allowing your belly to rise. Exhaling just simply. Deciding to let things be. And one more time, nice deep breath in, relaxation, entering your body, and letting go, releasing on your exhale. And as you breathe all the way into your belly, remind yourself, I am okay right now in this moment. And in this moment right now, I'm still okay. And in the next moment, I am okay. I am still okay and safe and secure. When we simply take it moment by moment, we can remind ourselves that we are okay. I am okay right now. And now. And I'm still okay right now. I'd also like you to feel grounded and aligned and centered. So become aware of the grounding earth energy underneath you. The nurturing, nourishing earth energy that you can feel so beautifully when you're outside in nature on a walk. And when you have a sense of that earth energy, I'd like you to imagine that you can draw it up through your feet, up your legs, up your spine, and you can bring it into the center of your chest. Allowing yourself to be nicely grounded in Mother Earth. And then underneath your closed eyelids, look up to the sky and feel how vast, how infinite that sky energy is. That's the universal energy, the divine energy, the sun energy, sky energy above us. Then with your next breath, draw that sky energy down through the top of your head, down your neck, bring it also into the center of your chest. And for your next few breaths, allow both to happen at the same time. The grounding earth energy is coming up. The sky energy is coming down. And they're both meeting in the center of your chest. And I'm going to give you two imaginary dials, one for each hand, In your left hand, there's a dial for your thoughts. And I'll have you turn this dial down. Allow those thoughts to become quieter and quieter until they seem to be coming from very far away, from a distance. In fact, you can click them right off. The dial in your right hand is a dial for your awareness. I'd have you turn that one up so your senses really become awake and alive. And you start to notice what's happening on a physical level. There's nothing to do right now but to observe. Just notice any sounds you can pick up in the room. And you notice your body. You notice where your feet meet the ground, or where your seat meets the chair, or where your back meets the surface. Where the air meets your skin. You notice the rise and fall of your belly as you continue to take deep belly breaths. Noticing that when you breathe in, the air is slightly cooler, and when you breathe out, it is slightly warmer, warmed by your body. And you notice any subtle fragrances in the air. This is the part of you that notices what is, the silent witness, always present in the background. And should a thought or worry enter the space of silence, the sacred space, that's okay. Just imagine placing these thoughts and worries into a basket right next to you on your left. In just a few moments, I will show you one way to release these worrisome thoughts and emotions. For now, take yourself to the most blissful, peaceful place or space that you know or can imagine. See and imagine the beautiful colors in this place. Take in the smells. Notice the sounds in this relaxing place. Feel the textures. And make yourself deeply comfortable in this safe, special place of yours. And as you settle into the safe place, let everything slow down so much that your respiration becomes very deep and calm. Your heart beats slower and slower. Your blood pressure and blood sugar stabilize. And all of this happens automatically, with no thought or effort. It happens completely automatically as you allow yourself to relax in this safe and special place. The power to boost your immune system lies within yourself. It is within your grasp. It starts with applying certain lifestyle choices, which I'm sure you're aware of. And by reminding your subconscious mind of these lifestyle choices right now in this state of relaxation, you will find them happening easily and effortlessly. The first thing to do is to make sure that you get enough rest. I want you to remember how you're feeling right now. So calm, so relaxed. Just sitting or lying there, letting your muscles relax, letting your body sink into the floor, into the chair, or into the bed. And every night when you go to bed, you can relax yourself like this to ensure that you get a good night's sleep. In a dark room, without any disturbances or interruptions. Good sleep is linked to balanced hormone levels. It keeps down your weight. It's linked to clear thinking and reasoning, an improved mood, and above all, an increased resistance to illnesses. You also make sure that what goes into your mouth is good. You choose raw fruits and vegetables for their antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, fibers, and enzymes. And that gives your immune system the ultimate boost. And you choose life-quenching water, fresh water, and hot soothing teas to drink, and plenty of it. You keep your body hydrated, and you allow the hot tea to wash any pathogens from your throat into your stomach, and you allow your stomach and digestive system to deal with them. Exercise has also been found to make a noticeable difference to your health and your happiness by releasing endorphins. So you take any opportunity you can to move. Perhaps you like to do yoga with an online video, or perhaps you like to get outside and walk or ride your bike. But above all, you make sure you take good care of your emotions. A balanced emotional state is the best gift we can give ourselves to ensure that we remain strong and healthy. So for a moment, examine what emotions you have placed in the basket earlier. What emotions stand out to you most right now? There's so many emotions which might be causing an inner turmoil. Was it feelings of fear or anxiety you put in the basket? Or feeling lost or alone? Or perhaps depressed or discouraged? Abandoned or disconnected? Or was it feeling unsafe or vulnerable? Or frustrated or angry? Defensive? Confused? Shocked? Uncertain? Destitute? Apprehensive or uneasy? Helpless or defenseless? Hopeless? Pessimistic? Powerless? Afraid of loss? Was it sadness or grief? Or is it a totally different emotion coming to your mind? We're now going to do the emotional release process from shadow energetics for one of those emotions. And you can repeat the same steps for any other emotion later. So choose the emotion that stands out to you most. And if you have a hard time picking one, simply use fear for this first emotional release process. And as you're already nicely grounded and aligned and centered, I'd like you to bring your awareness to the center of your chest. And you're going to focus on the center of your chest for the entire process. I will give you two statements to silently repeat to yourself. And I will give you an average length of time to get to a place of release or non-attachment to the statement. And then I will continue with the next step. If you feel the release earlier, just simply stay and breathe. Allow yourself to be present in the moment. So while you focus on the center of your chest, the first statement to silently repeat to yourself over and over again until you feel a release or a non-attachment to the statement is, I love myself when I feel afraid. I love myself when I feel afraid. And I will be quiet for a moment for you to do this. Your second statement to silently repeat until you get to a point of release is, I forgive all those who trigger the feeling of fear in me. Other people don't trigger an emotion for us on purpose. So once again, I forgive all those who trigger the emotion of fear in me. Now bring up strong, heartfelt feelings in the center of your chest. By that I mean feelings of love, laughter, joy, peace, harmony, flowing in the moment, feelings of bliss. Use any memory that helps you to generate those feelings in the center of your chest. Any moment of laughter or joy. Any moments of feeling loved or loving towards other human beings or animals. And I'll give you a moment to generate those heartfelt feelings. Now invite the feeling of fear into that loving heart space, because that's where we're going to release it from. So invite it in and just allow it to exist next to each other for a moment. And then let's call upon help to completely release this emotional charge. I generally call upon spirit, but feel free to call upon God or the universe or whatever higher power resonates with you that you could call on. So silently repeat after me, or out loud if you so choose. I call upon spirit to completely release this emotional charge from my physical body and my energy field now. Then take a nice deep breath and exhale. And then begin to say silently in your mind, I am free. I am free. I am free, over and over again. And you continue to silently say, I am free, with your eyes closed, until you're ready to open your eyes and say this out loud, I am free. And then close your eyes again. Refocus back on your heart, on the center of your chest. Focus on those heartfelt feelings. Now that we have released fear or another emotional charge that you felt stuck in, we will focus on life-affirming emotions. Let's begin with gratitude. What can we be grateful for today? Think of the people in your life who love and support you, your family, your friends, your network. You're not alone. You're connected. Focus on your loved ones being safe, no matter where they are. Think of the fact that you have financial resources to stock up your house with food and other necessary supplies. Feel grateful for that. Be grateful for the roof over your head. Be thankful for the fact that you are resourceful and that you have made it through other challenges. And you have come out stronger at the other end. Ask yourself, are there any benefits or advantages to being home with your family or home alone? What are you gaining from this experience? What are you gaining from going through these challenging times? But most of all, focus on your wonderful immune system. Your immune system is working for you relentlessly, and you are deeply grateful for it. It is a system working in wondrous ways for your benefit. Send an extra dose of gratitude, appreciation, and love to your immune system. And with that gratitude comes joy and peace. Send that love, joy, and gratitude out to the world. Send it to all the people you love and the ones you love less. Let it spread and strengthen all. And as you focus on these life-affirming, renewing emotions of gratitude, love, compassion, joy, peace, your body benefits and gains so much more strength. All the different organs and systems of your body are able to function together in perfect harmony. Your body is running as it was meant to, with a strong immune system. And that immune system is fueled by those emotions of gratitude, love, and peace. Allow yourself to take a few more nice, deep belly breaths, feeling the comforting touch of your hand or hands on your upper chest, feeling the peace, the calm, the serenity that fills you right now. And you will bring those feelings of peace and serenity with you as you slowly, in your own time, in your own way, come back into this room. Or if it's nighttime, you can also choose to just drift off into deep sleep right now. But if it's daytime, just gently wake yourself, coming back refreshed, alert, and full of energy.